Welcome back. I'm Chris Conley. We were at the Langlade County Fairgrounds and their indoor ice arena for D.C. Everest and Antigo, and the second period's about to get underway in what has been scoreless hockey. Neither team had a power play opportunity. We had double minors for high sticking. Only penalties called in that first period. Take a look at our shots on goal and save stats brought to you by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Michael Moe recorded for 8 saves. And it goes Ryan Schmidt with 6 in scoreless hockey. Antigo is very strong on their back line. Their defensemen, no doubt, a strength for this team. Still, the Evergreens were able to get a couple of scoring opportunities from close range. I thought Antigo held the puck in their zone for a longer period of time. If you're going to count time of possession, time that they actually controlled the puck, I'd say that was an advantage to Antigo. But again, the Evergreens had their scoring opportunities in the first period as well. So by and large, an even and an entertaining hockey game. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Tlusty & Kennedy, attorneys at law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Evergreens come out to center ice along with Antigo. The puck's ready to drop. Sam Lund will take the faceoff along with Matthew Yonke. Controlled by the Evergreens and sent down into the corner. Big crowd here, too, at Antigo. If they get up by a goal or two, you're going to hear this place get loud before we're done tonight. We are scoreless now. Matthew Yonke is fighting for that puck behind the goal. Tyler Kohler is there as well. And Antigo is able to get it out to center ice. Antigo trying a big counterattack, now going behind the net looking for a teammate is Joe Kubacki. Kubacki tried to center. There was no one there. Evergreens come back the other way. Matthew Yonke gets it out of the zone. Evergreens unable to control it, though, gets sent right back in behind their own net. Evergreen's defender comes up to send it forward. That's Avery Allard. Pucks in between the blue lines here, and Nate Bruns. Bruns unable to control, comes back in. Babyards fighting for it, along with Matthew Yonke. Yonke's been active on this early shift, fighting there with Alex Nagel. Nagel thinking about a wraparound, looks to center. Nope, an Everest defender there to send it right back out. Austin Shiro, it's going to be icing as he sent it all the way down the lane. And the Evergreens will get a line change here. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Valley Communities Credit Union, serving all of central Wisconsin. Look for a branch near you online at valleycommunities.org. Face-off off the icing call is going to come to Michael Moe's right. Antigo controls it, sends it into the near corner. Right there is Michael Plaza trying to get it out. Briefly in front, nope, Evergreens. Try to get it out to the zone, unable to. Goes back around behind the D.C. Everest net. Michael Plaza again tries to get it out. And looks for his teammate. It skirts ahead to Brady Burrell, goes off his stick and into the bench area for a stoppage. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by Cloverbelt Credit Union. They've been voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Well, your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. And Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can. Ace Hardware in Weston welcomes you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. One of the players falls down right after the face-off. Puck went into the Evergreen zone, and the Evergreens are offside, so we'll have a face-off again just outside the blue line. Evergreens control, and round to Grant Dennis. Dennis lost his sticks, fell down to the ice. And Antigo tries to control this. Kyle West goes behind the net. Evergreens are there. Alex Danger. Puck pops straight up into the air. An Evergreen defender is there, and Matthew Yonke sends it out to the red line. It's along the near boards. Antigo sends it back in. They don't have numbers here. It's on the stick of Avery Allard. Allard now stick handling. He's across the red line, sends it in on goal. It's a little bit wide, though. Ryan Schmidt did not have to make a save there. Went behind his net. One of the Antigo defenders is waiting there to get it out. Evergreen's going to take away and send it into the corner. Evergreen's will use this opportunity to get a change. Chris Sackman sent it into that far corner. Chasing for the Evergreens is Allard. And it comes out. And there's a high check against D.C. Evers that didn't get called. The Evergreens are lucky. Avery Allard. Looked like he put that elbow right underneath the chin of one of the Antigo players. Not seen by the referee. Seen by your friendly announcer, and we play on. 14 minutes to play, second period, and we are still scoreless. Physical there in the corner as the Evergreens try and hold the zone in their end. Chris Babiarz is fighting. He's looking for Tyler Kohler in front. Checked off the puck, though. Wow, those Antigo defensemen are big and strong and physical and are winning a lot of the battles in the corner. And Antigo is going to set up behind their net and try and rush the length of the ice. There's a pass out to center ice. Checking off the puck is Avery Allard. Still goes behind the Evergreens net, and now the Evergreens will try and rush the length. Trying to start the sequence is Alex Danger. Danger shovels forward to Michael Plaza, lost it in his skates. Opportunity lost as Tyler Kohler sends it into the corner on the other end, and the Evergreens will change up as well. 13.5 minutes to play in the period. Evergreens trying to hold the zone. Tough angle there, and Avery Allard's shot should have looked to center there instead of put it on. That had no chance of going in. And Antigo tries to come back the other way. Alex Nagel fights for it. Big hit behind the net. Brady Burrell there. Evergreens get it. There's a check that up high, not called. A little bit physical, a little bit chippy here. Two players just went down. One of them tangled up in sticks. There's a shot ahead, and Evergreens score! D.C. Everest had numbers on the counterattack, and they get a goal with 12:58 to play. Let's see who they give it to. Brady Burrell was part of that sequence down there. The Evergreens had numbers on the counterattack. That was a hustle goal for D.C. Everest. We'll wait for goal and assist information. Plaza gets the goal for D.C. Everest. And the Evergreens are up 1-0. The goal came at 12:59 of the second period. An even strength goal, as neither of these teams has had a power play opportunity yet. Chris Babiarz gets credited for a save. So D.C. Everest on what really was a hustle play on that counterattack. The puck came free. A couple of players were tied up at center ice, and the Evergreens suddenly found themselves with numbers. See if Antigo has an answer. Here's a one-timer shot on goal. Michael Moore with a save. Zach Levitz put it right into Michael Moe's chest, and the rebound came out into the corner. But Antigo tried to answer right there just a few seconds afterwards. There's a wraparound, loose in front. Michael Moe down on his back. Big pile up and a stoppage. Antigo was rushing the net there. Jackson Charlesworth was there and tying that thing up. Bryce Dively was underneath it, and Michael Moe got on top of it. And it's in his glove. He was able to keep it out. So Antigo with two furious rushes towards the D.C. Everest net after giving up that goal on the other end. The Evergreens still lead 1-0. Off the faceoff, shot on goal is deflected. Didn't get through. Alex Nagel sent it off the skate and then the stick of one of the Everest defenders. Comes back out to center ice. Evergreens 1-0. Just under 12 minutes to play, second period. Puck now is back at center ice, and the Evergreens shuttle it forward. Michael Plaza. Plaza had a hustle goal in the first period, too. He was the fastest player to a puck that was rebounding off the backboards and was able to put it in. And the Evergreens 4-2 loss to Bayport earlier today. Plaza's goal here from Babiarz gives the Evergreens this 1-0 lead. Antigo trying to organize this rush from behind their own net. They don't have numbers skating in their offsides. Alex Nagel carried the puck in a little bit ahead of his teammate before he could get out. 11:20 to play, second period. 1-0 Evergreens. D.C. Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats, corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Off the faceoff, sent into the corner. Evergreens there to control it, Avery Allard. Allard has checked off the puck, but the Evergreens still have control and get it out beyond the blue line. Check there from Alex Danger. The Evergreens will have to be careful that this game does not get overly chippy, and it's been much more physical in the last 4 or 5 minutes of play. Don't want to see a cheap penalty to put that one goal lead in jeopardy. Evergreens now hold the zone. Alex Danger. Danger sends it on goal. A little bit of traffic there. Rebound comes out now to the far boards. Evergreens again try and set something up behind the net. Evergreens trying to get a fresh set of skates on the ice. Partial change as the puck goes in the corner. And those strong Antigo defensemen try to hold it behind the net. Evergreens are trying to contest this now. And Antigo sends it up across the boards, out to the red line. Antigo was going to have a one-on-one opportunity, but instead, unable to control the puck. Evergreens get it right back. Chris Sackman. Sackman along the near boards. Now goes into the corner. This will be another rush for the puck here. Derek Tomczyk did a good job centering and just missing the opportunity in front. Trying to center for Sam Lund, who is skating towards the net. Pass just a little bit beyond his skates. From behind the net, centering in front, Michael Moe had to stick it away. A lot of traffic in front for it for D.C. Everest. And now into the corner, Austin Shiro. Evergreen's come out. It's on Baby R's stick. He is looking forward at center ice for Tyler Farboards. The puck is now behind the Antigo goal. Evergreen's look to hold the zone. They can't. A couple of players are down on the ice now at center ice. Puck squirts forward on goal. Michael Moe gloves it and leaves it for his defender. We will play on. Evergreen send it down. This will be icing. We'll come back for a face-off to Michael Moe's left. Yeah, the controversial goal from the third period of our first game, the goal that should not have been a goal, led to a controversy and a discussion about refereeing and an unsportsmanlike penalty that ultimately did not factor into the end of the game, except it did deny the Evergreens a chance to play at even strength when they really needed to come up with another goal. Off the faceoff, puck goes out of bounds into the Antigo bench, and we'll have another faceoff here with 2:54 to play. We will talk all about that, because when you have this long tournament, I mean, we were 4 hours between games. To get to talk to some of the coaches, assistant coaches, you hear some of the chatter of what the aftermath was from a pretty bad call. And it's interesting behind-the-scenes stuff that's nice to worth talking about. And again, it falls into the category of bad refereeing, which you hear a lot of in hockey. Here's a centering pass on goal. Michael Moe down low to deny it. And the Evergreens clear the zone. Michael Plaza got it out to center ice. Sent now back in behind the D.C. Everest net where Avery Allard is waiting. And into the corner. And the Evergreens send it down the length. When we touch off, this will be icing as well. Nope, we'll wave off icing as that went off the boards. Under 2 minutes to play in the period. It's pinned up against the boards behind the Evergreens' goal. Brady Burrell, sorry, it's behind the Antigo goal. And the Evergreens are looking to center. And Antigo is looking to start a rush here. And long pass forward. Here's a breakaway pass. One-on-one. Michael Moe with a save. And he denied on the rebound. That was a picture-perfect pass to Zach Levis. And he had a one-on-one opportunity. And Michael Moe went down and denied him. And Alex Nagel was trying to catch up with the extra shot, and he was unable to control the rebound. Now we've got a penalty coming, and we're going to have a penalty against the Antigo Red Robins. And I believe it's Alex Nagel who's coming off the ice. Michael Moe with another big save, and now his D.C. Everest Evergreens going on the power play. It is going to be a tripping penalty. And they're going to take Elijah Wickersheim. It is the first power play opportunity of the ball game for either team. And it comes with 1:20 left in the period. So this two-minute minor will continue into the second period. Evergreens control the faceoff. Shot on goal. They've got a man in front, and it's covered up. Evergreens were hoping that Chris Sackman could put it in. So this is a power play here that is going to continue into the third period with 1:07 left here in the second and 1:33 remaining in the man advantage. If the Evergreens do not score, they'd be skating a man up. And fanning back at the blue line is Nate Bruns. Bruns is still able to hold the zone, though, sends it back in behind the net. 1 minute left to play, second period. Evergreens are up 1-0, and they're on the power play here looking for more. Puck now is in the corner. Derek Tomczyk is trying to guard the blue line for D.C. Everest. Both teams fighting to get that puck free. 40 seconds left. Puck comes out, and it comes out to Tomczyk. Tomczyk in the slot, goes wide, deflects off one of the Antigo defender's sticks. Goes back into the corner. Evergreens hold the zone. 30 seconds left in the period with the man advantage. Wrist shot from Avery Allard. That's blocked. Didn't get through cleanly. Comes back to Allard at the blue line. Looking for one of his teammates in the slot. Back to Allard. Evergreens skate in. Nate Bruns tried to get it in front, and instead it's taken away. And Antigo breaks the zone with 15 seconds left in the period. Evergreen send it back in. Partial change here, down to 10 seconds. Antigo sent it down the length of the ice. That was actually on goal. Michael Moe sticks it into the corner, and that's where the period will come to an end. We played a scoreless first period, and the Evergreens got a goal here in the second. It is the only scoring so far. Michael Plaza from Chris Babiard's. D.C. Everest leads at the second intermission, 1-0 over the Antigo Red Robins. We'll be back after a three-minute timeout. This is Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.